Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number three of the program happening right now. Just, man, a lot to process from that last segment. What a fair foul. Fair foul going 6 months without, that. That's still pretty crazy
foul.
To me. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, that is foul, bro.
What's the longest you guys have gone? Not talking to you guys, talking to the Tolos. But, I mean, y'all can answer as well.
You know, it just depends. You know,
I'm talking about any form of it, whether it's with someone else or by yourself.
Well, that's a different story,
is it?
Yeah, because if you're having regular relations, then the need to pleasure yourself is far less dire.
Exactly. Yeah. See, that's what I'm thinking about because I'm
look at Ross because I'm just knocking him down.
No, because I was just trying to think about it. And I was like, yeah. I mean, I guess I've never really like consciously thought about not doing that sort of thing. But but when I've been with someone, yeah, definitely.
Oh, 100%. I mean, when you're getting on the regular, that's crazy.
Okay, so let's start it today, and we'll see who goes the longest and shortest. No pun intended. Tomorrow at this time will be 24 hours completed, and by time you check in back with us Monday, we'll be around 6-7 days.
From the 945, a year in Afghanistan getting shot at meant none of that.
But let's
you know
go.
What? But he was protecting our freedom.
I know, that's why I'm clapping it up for him.
Shout out to him. From the 817, thank you. He's definitely on the aggressive tonight. Is that referring to me?
Yes.
Is that referring to me?
Yes.
Love listening to you guys, though. I Tolo all day while I'm working.
You know what? We can build a community here because I see people texting in right now.
Wow.
What if we build a community where all of our fatties are using that energy that would be lustful and what the world wants you to do, and we turn it into a positive community of entrepreneurs and money makers and sports ball knowers.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, though, because one of the things...
Are you moonlighting as a lifestyle coach?
What does moonlighting mean? Does that mean acting?
You're dabbling.
Sure.
It's like your side hustle.
Exactly.
My side hustle is hanging out with you guys.
Okay, from the 817. Currently 4+ years completely free from any of that. Jesus set me free from sexual perversion.
Clap it up. Clap it up. My man is free. That's a phenomenal text we've got sent in.
I don't want to, but here's the thing. I don't want to bastardize sex.
Well,
I actually think that's dangerous because.
What? Bastardizing sex?
Or just like being like, you know, like anything like that is like, I just feel like that's really dangerous. Just in the sense that it's like, if you put something like that so high obviously attract people to it. Is just my thought process with it.
No, I mean, it absolutely can.
I'm not saying to not date a girl and then tell her that you can't have sex. That's not what I'm saying.
Not.
I'm just saying when you have your free time and instead of journaling
well, I mean,
or doing
like, how long are you taking? I guess is my first question.
Okay, now we're getting two. We're getting two in the weeds.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, not to get too far into it, but I mean, I'm not spending half my day.
You'd be surprised what some people do.
I'm not saying
It's not the action.
Right? I get it.
It's the thought process and the going forward and searching it up when you could be using that same energy and thought process.
Yeah, if you're taking that kind of time,
even 5 minutes
to use. No, if 5 minutes is all you need to do what you got to do,
I disagree.
And you feel better about yourself afterwards,
that's not a good feel better.
Then go for it.
It's not a good feel.
No,
better,
it's not. Bro. You know what? Let me tell you something.
I'm feeling a lot of shame from you, sir.
Who, for me?
No.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I mean, I'm not acting like I've never done it. We're starting it today, all as a group.
I'm telling you right now, I don't know.
You're not joining?
I'll have to think about it. Because I'm not convinced I will. Because I enjoy it. Okay. I'm not going to. I'm sorry, but.
I want you to, Ross, look
dude,
up.
I've given up enough right now, Ross. Okay? I'm not. I'm a race car in the rain.
Imagine you give it all up. You might. I might be a whole different person.
I might body slam you on a nightly basis, too. Who knows?
If you gave up all that stuff and all you had to do was body slam me, I would be a good friend.
First of all, I don't do it every day. And secondly, it's not like I'm doing it for hours on end. I mean, what are we talking about here?
Somebody said nobody calls you white chocolate, by the way, Fred.
No, plenty of people do. Okay, let's get that straight. Hater. Wow. From the 9-4. I mean, people have just opened up. Okay, seriously. This is wild.
Are you allowed to read any of it?
I was about to say, be very careful.
I'll tell you what, man. This is a wild topic. Here we go. Let's see. I mean, maybe that's a 10 o'clock segment.
Yeah, I was about to say, we might have to save some of it for later.
Either way, you know what? I'll tell you what, I'll do this much. I won't tomorrow.
And then we'll build on that.
Okay. We'll see. We'll abstain tomorrow and leave it at that. And then we'll see what Thursday brings.
Okay.
We'll see what Thursday brings. I'll tell you what yesterday brought. Daniel Gafford, friend of the program. He was on with us last year. We got to see him yesterday. Obviously, you know, Mavs After Dark, that's a segment. Mavs Media Day yesterday. You already heard the Cooper flag. You already heard the PJ Washington. Now, we also got some interviews with Dennis Smith. We also got some interviews with Brandon Williams and Jaden Hardy. And are we going to play those today or do you want to do those later in the week?
We'll do those later in the week.
All right, we'll do those later in the week. But this was a little bit lengthier, but this was because it was a wide-ranging conversation with Daniel Gafford, a.k.a. the landlord.
What's something that instantly makes Gafford smile, physically, mental, whatever it is? Puts a smile on your face instantly.
Really just, you know, family, just everybody that's around me, seeing them happy, that makes me smile. Main thing, really.
Most embarrassing, unique item in your fridge or pantry?
I'm a big fan of the, what are the pickles called? They're is it Best Mates? Let me see.
Pickles? Are we talking about pickles right here?
Yeah. Cause
what about pickle juice? Are you a pickle juice guy?
That too. Okay. I'm a real big just pickles in general guy. I like sour pickles a lot.
Okay. Have we tried Kool-Aid pickles?
I have.
Those what I was back in the day.
How come we haven't had a Daniel Gafford pickle endorsement?
Yeah, we need to make that happen.
I mean, seriously.
It's the first year I've actually really just talked about it, to be honest.
This is the start of it.
It's Best Mates, and I, by far, best pickles, hands down.
Okay.
Dill pickle, sour pickle, you name it.
Yeah. Okay, you're doing a TED Talk, 10 minutes on a random topic, non-basketball related. What would that topic be?
I feel like it was just like the most random thing for me is folding laundry.
Okay.
Really?
Are you like very proficient in it? Like, you know, a lot of hacks?
No, I'm not. But it's just like, it would be something to where, you know.
You could do 10 minutes on that.
Yeah. 100%.
What's the takeaway? Like, what makes Daniel Gafford's laundry?
Oh, I'm giving the hacks.
Give me one.
Different.
Because I'm
one of the guys to where I get like the doodads to where you can do it just like folding three things and it. You take it apart and you got a folded piece of laundry.
Little thing at the stores where it
kind of like a DIY folding.
Do you hang dry your clothes? Because I mean, you're a big dude.
Certain stuff I do.
Okay.
I do. But majority of this stuff, straight in the dryer. But if it's like a certain brand or whatnot,
that's like, what's your go-to detergent?
Detergent?
That's a question you've never been asked.
Man,
if we're gonna do these hacks. I mean, you know,
if I'm not mistaken, Tide. I think if I'm not mistaken.
Do you okay? Do you I think separate? We do.
No. Actually, dang. Well, what does my wife use? Because I'm gonna say what she uses. It's like some type of
like Gain, is it?
I don't think it's Gain.
Okay,
no, it's like a clear bottle.
Game.
It's
yeah.
like
last contract. We don't need the Gain anymore, bro.
It's like a clear bottle. I can't remember what the label is, but I think it's more of something that is not too heavy on the washer. Okay. If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Fair enough. I was gonna ask. Do you separate your clothes?
Yes.
Okay.
See, when I was in college, I used to just throw everything in at the same time.
Can't do that. I'm telling you. Your wife don't come out the same.
At all. I had pink socks. All pink socks.
I'm telling you.
Man.
All right. Three albums the rest of your life. What three are you picking?
Forest Hill Drive, off rip, J. Cole. If I'm... I want to say it's a Method Man album. I think it's Takao. Because he has a song on there that he did with Busta Rhymes, right?
Yeah.
That's my favorite album by him. One more.
Is that the one that's got All That I Got Is You? Not All That I Got. It's got... what is that song? Is it one of the older ones that he came out with in the 90s?
I think so.
Okay.
Because that was around like when it was young Busta Rhymes, too.
Yeah.
Because then they had did that collab. That was a crazy one, too. What's another one?
Any new school? All old school? Different genre?
I don't know. The artist's name is Russ. Would he be
Russ,
new school?
I would say he's somewhat new school.
What's the name of the album?
New school.
It's like...
No, All That I Need. I'm still stuck on that Method Man song.
If I'm not mistaken, the name of his album is Chomp. It's like Chomp and Chomp 2.
Okay.
It's like two different ones, yeah.
Okay. Okay. R&B. You an R&B guy?
R&B, yeah.
Okay.
I'm an old soul, man.
Give me R&B jam. Give me something old. Who was it told us Confessions? Who was that?
Usher? Was that B. Will? No, it was Dennis.
Wait, no. He said, who told you Confessions?
Yeah.
I think it was Dennis. Yeah. Yes.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Confessions is a good one. Same girl.
Okay. You get your perfect meal after the game, whether it's your wife cooking, whether you're going out to a restaurant, or a mix of both. Mm-hmm. What would that meal be after game? Perfect meal.
My wife cooks a crazy roast beef.
Okay.
And that's like my favorite dish.
She do the du jour, the au whatever, au just, did au jus. Can do, au jus.
He said au just.
Nah. if anything, she could learn how to do it for sure. She does a fire roast with, you know, of course, like, she does it like different, like she either does it with a mashed potato or if it's like the potato wedge, it's like cut up and stuff like that. But she does a fire roast. Like, I tell her my favorite dish is a fire roast beef. And she'll make it happen.
And then you're playing a fan 1-on-1 to 11. What's the score?
11-0.
Do they touch the ball?
No.
Okay. Last one, kind of personal goal you just have for yourself, just what you're telling yourself over the summer, over the offseason, getting ready for another season with the Mavericks.
Really just, you know, focusing on positivity, being happy. That's the main thing, honestly. Like, all of this stuff, everything that unfolds throughout the season and stuff, I mean, it's something that you can't control. So I just try to focus on being as happy as I possibly can because, you know, happy life, you know?
All right, last one for me. I've asked that we've kind of finished up everybody with these two questions. Look, I mean, I can tell you, you don't already know, last year was probably, I mean, you couldn't write that. What happened last year?
It was a rough year for everybody.
And look, you're a durable guy. You get hurt last year. I mean, it seemed like anybody, you know, the pulse on the Mavericks got hurt last year, right? Yeah. What's the vibe? What's the feeling? And is this team a championship contender going into the season?
Pretty sure it's pissed off, you know,
really?
Because 9 times out of 10, like, we felt that it was a lot of stuff, like I said, we couldn't really control. But now that I see, you know, the vibe, the smiles and stuff around the guys that I've seen just coming in for the team meeting this morning, atmosphere is contagious. Everybody's happy. And it's just, you know, we ready for the season because I'm pretty sure everybody has put that last season on the back burner. And it's just, you know, the sky's the limit. But we're trying to get past that. We're trying to go, you know, we're trying to get out there where Pluto at, you know.
What's Cal going to do this year?
I don't know. Man, we're going to see. It's going to be a good year for us. Did he get some good transfers this year?
Well, he actually just lost out on a big recruit.
Really?
Ty McKinney from Kentucky.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, KU got him. So, you know, I've already had to give PJ a hard time about it. I'm a Jayhawk. Okay? So, you know, I just wanted to see, you know, I had to give Cooper a hard time about it, even though, you know. How much college basketball do you guys talk?
I think it really just depends on if our teams play each other. But majority of the time, we're talking about just, like, some of the guys that are, you know, of course, going to be in the draft.
Okay.
And how nice those guys are. Like, I forgot who it was. I forgot what team it was, too. We were talking about him a lot.
That BJ kid, BJ DeNesta or whatever it is from BYU?
It may have been him, but at the same time, I think it was the guard from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
He was nice.
Oh, our boy Will Clayton?
Yeah.
Okay. Walter Clayton.
Walter, he's nice.
Okay.
I was watching him. I loved his game a lot.
Yeah.
He was very real poised. He was facilitating. He was scoring. Okay. Anything you basically asked him to do, he did.
How much did you know about Cooper before he got here?
I knew about him a little bit. I was always seeing, like, highlights of him and stuff when he was in high school.
Yeah.
You know, it was one highlight that, for some reason, my hometown, some people in my hometown did not like. He had got a block, and he was just repeatedly saying, give me that, you know? So, for some reason, I think, like,
dog.
People didn't like, It was like just like maybe like two or three people. It was like a Facebook post. You know, some of these folks be on Facebook. Yeah. They on Facebook like, man, why he doing all that? I'm like, bro, he just, you know, swatted somebody. Yeah. Like, what's the big deal?
Is he going to sneak up on people? I mean, I know that's crazy to say, but I asked him. I said, look, let's call it. I'm 44 years old. I mean, we ain't seen a lot of white boy superstars.
I feel like when it comes to the people that's saying, like, they're not on the hype train and stuff like that, those are the people he's going to sneak up on.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. If you know Ball,
I mean, it's like, I've been playing with him throughout the whole, month of September?
Yeah.
You know? He can go. You know what I'm saying? And he just...
I mean, have you been surprised?
With his athleticism?
Yeah.
Yes. I did not think he had all of that in his bag.
Really?
Just like his bounce. But at the same time, he got young legs.
Has he contested anybody at the rim? Have we had anybody trying to block him at
the rim? Oh, yeah. He tried to dunk on me, but it bounced back rim. He tried to dunk. He tried to dunk the out of me. And it was one of those ones where it's like we're both chest to chest. And like he was just, it's like I kind of like boosted him, but he was already high.
Yeah.
And so he came down with a head full of steam. He had went up with two, but like I said, the athleticism, he brought it out here and tried to dunk it, and it hit back rim, bounced back to half court.
Really?
Yeah. He just, that was the main thing we were talking about after we got done playing pickups that day. It was the funniest thing ever.
So he's going to yak on some folks this year?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, 100%. He is athletic. Like, it was a couple of shots that he's shot, even with me, like, I'm tall, and I've done this, and it's just, like, seeing him do it, it's just like, Jesus, he shot a shot mid-range, three-pointer, whatever, and went to go get his own miss and put it back, like, dunked it. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I shoot a floater, bounce off front rim, I go back and dunk it. That's light.
Yeah.
But he's doing it, like, further out.
Yeah, he's doing jumpers.
Yeah. So it's just like, man, his athleticism most definitely, like, really snuck up on me.
I love
honestly.
It.
Because, I mean, of course, you know, you got the one-leg jumpers, two-leg jumpers.
You got the one-leg jumpers, you got the two-leg jumpers, and then you've got Cooper Flagg.
Wow.
Great stuff from Daniel Gafford, a very candid interview with him. And, of course, it was just three dudes shooting the breeze, talking a little ball.
Nobody says last question like Fred and Blake and then goes on for six
or seven
like more questions.
What we like to do is we like to preview that this could be the last question.
Will
it be?
Get a look around the room.
Or might we ask four more questions after we hit you with the last question? All right. You got a lot of text messages. We got people clowning me for me not knowing just something I brought up, actually, when it comes to roast beef. And a little high school football, a little something we like to call high school reunion that we're coming up with. Did your football team represent this past week? And where are we in the rankings here in the DFW? Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. High school reunion.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. You're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next. Welcome back in, Fan After Dark on a Tuesday night. We are back in the mix from the 601. All right, fellas, I'm hitting the bed. Great show as always. I got this load I picked up in Miami, and I got to deliver it to Garland tomorrow ASAP, and I'm in Backwoods, Mississippi for the night, about 8 hours away.
Man, the text was good, so they mentioned where they're going to, so I don't know if you're going to get to your destination. So it's Garland, and you're going to a city that doesn't exist, so... Maybe you can stop in Louisville.
Why would you stop in Louisville on your way to Garland? You wouldn't.
What's next to Garland? Mesquite?
Yeah.
Just go to Mesquite instead.
From the 469, get me through traffic. Love you guys, y'all. Let's see. All right. So we got some folks chiming in. Now, the 325, I want to read your text. I really, really do. The problem is you sent a lot. You sent a really long text. And the problem is when you send a really, really long text, it's harder to read on our board.
Wow, they sent a lot.
They did. They did. And look, I'm all for the information. I appreciate you.
I think they sent an article.
No, they did. And it's I'm trying to tell them, like, it breaks up. So I don't know how this is supposed to look. Go check out My Dad and I's Victory Plus docuseries, new episode that just came out today, episode week 5 of The Lone Star Way, about top team Frisco Lone Star, loaded with top recruits, where Ashton Genty played.
Okay.
Okay, so there you go. And then apparently there's some kid there, sophomore sensation Minnie Mahomes, who's playing for Frisco Lone Star, so we'll definitely check that out. And then from the 817, can we now get an applaud for Nico? No, Nico.
We also, the text that said, love you guys, getting me through traffic, that was Denver Vance. He says, executive chef at Good Vibes Only in Addison, Texas.
Well, send some food over.
And then he also sent a good little sports topic. He said, what's the most successful Zodiac in sports? I think that could be a
Pisces,
fun topic.
Duh. Let's see. Then somebody from the 469 just said, shout me out if you can.
Okay. That was him.
Oh, it was? No. Well, again, it's because it's sandwiched in between 325's, 16-page text message, which, again, we're just messing with you guys. But, yeah, man, if you're a chef, man, send some food over.
Says executive chef.
Hey, we're here till 11. Okay.
I don't think if he's through traffic, I don't think he's going to be able to get us food.
Yeah, man, make a call. We'll be here all week. If there's one thing I do enjoy, it's food. All right. There's a lot of good football on this weekend.
Give it to us, Fred. Give us the high school football segment.
All right. And shout out to the Dallas Morning News. You guys do a fantastic job of covering things, all things high school football here.
Someone from the Dallas Morning News listening? You said shout out you guys at the Dallas Morning News.
Yeah, because I'm looking at their website.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that works.
So you would just like shout out to the Dallas Morning News.
I am shouting out the Dallas Morning News.
So shout out to you guys at the Dallas Morning News. Yeah, as if one of them are listening.
Maybe they are. Maybe they are.
I doubt it.
Maybe they are. How do you know? I don't need your pessimism right now. Big game this Friday. You've got Alito and Denton Ryan. Now, this is crazy to me.
Can I interrupt you? Before you get into it, what were the big ones that happened this past Friday for anybody that missed? Like, what were the big games that happened? Any big upsets? Duncanville, Southlake, DeSoto.
DeSoto beat the brakes off of Waxahachie.
Okay. Is Waxahachie also highly regarded?
Waxahachie just beaten Duncanville the week before.
Okay. Oh, I do remember that. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah, they had beaten, but DeSoto... DeSoto put a beating on him this past week. I think it was, 40-17? I think was the final score. Southlake Carroll is just kicking ass, taking names. Now, look, that's not the most loaded district in the world, let's be honest, but they're playing some great football over there. Southlake Carroll, from everybody I've talked to, number one or number two team in the state, and I'm talking overall. So Southlake Carroll is loaded and then some. Highland Park, a little worried about them. Their defense... they gave up 66 points on Friday to a 1-4. Dadgummit, who did they lose?
They gave up 60 something to a 1-4 team.
They were 1-3, but yeah, they were 1-3 coming into that game.
I'm looking at the national rankings for high school football.
So if Southlake's not top five, then
they're not. They're not even close to it. They're number 13 in all of the nation.
Haters. Haters.
It's a school from Florida, LA, Georgia, California.
So no Las Texas Vegas. Schools in the top 10?
That's the highest one.
It's Southlake.
Southlake Carroll. There's not even another Texas team in the top 25. There's only one Texas team in the top 25, and it's Southlake Carroll at 13.
So there's only... You mean to tell me that in the entire United States of America, that the greatest state of high school football only has one team?
Yep. You want to guess who's number one in the nation?
Don Bosco Prep.
Yeah. St. John Bosco. Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know. Are they from New Jersey?
They're from Bellflower, California.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I'll tell you what, they ain't no Southlake Carroll. I can tell you that much. The thing is, you've got a lot of schools. I mean, you got a lot of teams that, North Crowley's already lost a game this year. Duncanville's lost a game this year. Hell, DeSoto lost two games to start the season. All right, so you got a lot of teams that got off to kind of rough starts. So I think that's why North Shore lost to South Oak Cliff, but South Oak Cliff's only loss was to Duncanville, right? So put some respect on these names, national outlets.
Duncanville's at 10th in Texas in 6A. They're 10th. Austin Westlake at 9, Prosper at 8.
Okay.
And everyone I'm naming from 8 on hasn't lost this year. Pearland Oilers.
Pearland.
At 5-0.
I talked to Coach Gott last week.
The Dickinson Gators at 6.
Dickinson Gators.
They're Lake Travis at 5.
Okay.
Fort Bend Ridgepoint Panthers at 4.
Okay.
Humble
Summer Creek.
Okay. At 4-0. And then the Allen Eagles and South Lake Carroll at 1-2.
Yeah. You've got, and then I want to say my Louisville Fighting Farmers should be sitting at 12.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, I do this. Shout out to my Louisville Fighting Farmers. I think they play like Denton Broswell this week, so they should put up a...
They do.
Yeah.
Good call. Look at you. Yeah,
come on now. All right. So real quick.
North Crowley all the way at 19. At 4-1, they're at 19. The Longview Lobos at 2-2 are ahead of them at 18.
I mean, that's a little disrespectful. Now, again, they did lose to Lancaster to start. As I was before people started jumping all over me. They didn't lose to Lancaster. But remember, we had a homeboy that texted in that said I was hating on him when I said, hey, they had a rough go of it.
Yeah.
Now, they've had a quarterback issue. Plus, they lost a lot of talent off last year's team. So, you know, the thing about Texas high school football. Ooh,
DeSoto all the way at 23 at 3-2.
I mean, I'm stunned that they're even in the top 25, to be honest with you.
They're at 23, 3-2. They were not ranked last week, and they don't play anybody this week. This is their bye.
No, they need a bye. They need a bye. But the one thing you know about DeSoto is, I mean, look, DeSoto put up a 70 burger put on them in the opening week of the season,
sure,
right, by some school from Georgia.
It was a team that they killed last year.
I was going to say, they put a 70 burger on them the year before.
And then they returned the favor to open the season this year.
It was like, what, 70-28?
Well, and something that I really couldn't believe was that DeSoto, so they went to Georgia, right, for that game.
Yeah.
Then, if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to remember this right, I think after that...
They played North Crowley the next week.
They went to North Crowley the week after that.
And lost 36-27.
And then after that, they went to Corpus Christi.
Correct, and they won 77-7.
I was going to say, they put BTA to Corpus Christi Miller.
But even so, three straight weeks where you are away from home and every single game is at least an hour trip.
First 4 weeks away from home. Game four was at Mesquite. They won 67-0.
Wow, so have they had one home game yet?
Waxahachie.
Waxahachie was their first home
40
game.
40-17 they won.
Wow.
First 2 weeks they lost, like we just mentioned. And then the last three they've won. They just had their most recent game was their first home game of the year. Then they're at Duncanville on October 10th.
That'll be a good game. And then, of course, don't forget Salina. They're undefeated on the year so far. Hebron, rough year so far.
Yeah,
what are they, 1-4?
We don't got to talk about it.
That's your boy, though.
1-3.
1-3.
Bye week.
Don't sleep with my guys over in Capel either.
They're number 25.
Yeah.
They got the last spot.
And the thing about Capel is they had their second game of the year canceled because of weather. They were supposed to play Waxahachie week two.
And 5A, who your top five schools are? See if you know your 5A.
5A, I know what, Aledo?
Aledo, number one. Last week were number one. They played Denton Ryan this week.
No, they do, and I'm glad you brought that up.
Because they are number four.
Okay, so here's the deal. Here's what's crazy about this. Aledo, which is first in Texas, as you alluded to.
In 5A. Yeah.
In 5A, Division One. You guys want to take a guess the last time they lost a district game?
Dude, I played them in high school, and we didn't beat them, so it's probably been, I'm going to go 6 years. Am I overcompensating?
No. You're not, in fact, you're not compensating enough.
Okay.
Let's
go 12 years.
So, okay, so you're saying 2013?
Yeah, sure.
All right, what are you saying?
Sorry, I missed the question.
What year was the last time Aledo lost a district game?
I'm going to guess it's something like Allen, where it's like something stupid, like 17 years.
Okay, so you're going to say, let's see, 20, that would be what? What's 17?
2008.
2008. Show him what he's won. He didn't. Where's my bell? There it is. He didn't win. 2007.
Wow.
The last time that Aledo lost a district game.
That's crazy.
2007. They've won 130 straight district games.
Who's in their district, man?
Here's the crazy part, though. Ryan beat him in the regional finals last year, 31-21. So even though they've beaten them in the district, Denton Ryan did beat them in the playoffs last year. So they're locking up this year, or excuse me, this weekend. Longview and Rockwall. Don't sleep on Rockwall. I want to say Rockwall. Who did they beat? They beat somebody good. They beat
North Crowley, wasn't it?
North Crowley. That's exactly what it was. Hello.
Also, I wanted to real quick go back since we're talking about crazy streaks. I called that North Crowley DeSoto game, and so you mentioned DeSoto lost two straight games. That was the first time they had done that since 2015.
Yeah.
A
powerhouses.
Yeah. No, that's what's
a decade.
Rockwall is 17th in the country, or in the country, in Texas.
State. Yeah.
At 3-2.
That's pretty, what it was.
Pretty high.
And I want to say the only other game they've lost to was by the Louisville.
They lost to Lake Travis 28-20, and then Louisville 28-21. So back-to-back losses in the middle of the season.
Denton, Guyer, and Capel, that's another district game. And you got a lot of district games going on this weekend as well. Lovejoy and Melissa, throw the records out when those two get together. Plano West and Plano, and then Red Oak and Highland Park. And then let's see what else we got going on here. That's going to do it. And then one last game of note from the Dallas Morning News folks, Saxe and Wiley East. So although I did see today 6A, they started doing 6A playoff predictions.
Yeah.
Guess who was in the 6A playoff prediction? Arlington Martin.
Woo!
Arlington Martin. We've got two Arlington Martin grads in here. Shout out to our boy Jet Nelson. Sun's out, guns out today as well, rocking the sleeveless shirt. Let's see. Has anybody texted in only one line so I can actually read your text message? Look, I love you, 325, but my God, I can't read all that.
There's a lot of one-liners. You'll be reading for a while.
Let's see. I'll tell you what, you guys are, let's see. Here we go. Tell you what, here's what we're going to do. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. Text in your high school. We'll love you guys up in the next segment, and then we'll do a little iRobot, all right? So text in your high school. We'll love you guys up, and then we'll do some iRobot. Coming up next, Blake, Fred, Ross, Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
After dark. Well, I'll tell you what, I asked you guys to chime in, and you certainly did.
Did you ask them to walk this way?
Man, I told them to text this way, and they certainly did. BAFA stands for Badasses from Aledo. Shout out to the 817. 940, Denton Ryan going to state. From the 817, push up more northwest towards Bowie. From the 903, Lake Dallas Falcons. From the 214, Crandall Pirates. From the 469, Terrell Tigers of Terrell, Texas, Baker Plano. And then from a 325, from a different 325, love y'all. 225, McKinney, Baton Rouge. From the 903, Cattle Mills High School. From the 817, shout out LD Bell High School, class of 09. Big win for y'all the other night, too. One in overtime. That was a closer one. Probably one.
I remember playing in LD Bell. When I was at Arlington Martin, we had to play them in football.
They're
basketball.
5-0. They're 5-0 on the year. Now they're in Southlake Carroll's district, which I don't know if that's going to end well for them, but nonetheless. From the 214, Sulphur Springs High School, undefeated this season, represent. From the 81, another 817, Arlington Martin, woo! Let's go. They sucked when I was there, 06 grad. Well, you know, hey, things happen. And then from the 214, Newman Smith, class of 98, same as Jeff Rayburn, 99, coach of Frisco Lone Star. And then from the 817, Arlington Heights High School isn't getting enough credit. only high school team to hold their first five opponents to 0 points. That's a Sean Robinson's old alumni, also Tyreek Woolen and yours truly. Sorry for the misspelling voice text. This is all courtesy of the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. Y'all came, hey, me and Blake talked about this segment because you guys know we're trying to add a few things. I said, look, I'm going to tell you right now, when we do this high school football segment, and of course, look, we know high school football. And when we do high school basketball come January, you guys are going to have to educate us a little bit, okay? Because like I said, we don't do a mythical high school basketball show. So we will definitely need your guys'
help. We need
help
to figure out
that.
The next recruits, man. We're going to have the insight.
Absolutely. How many of y'all are going to KU? That's all I care about.
Duncanville's same thing in football. They're a power. You know, they're always a team you want to look out for. And some of the smaller schools, I'd have to go back and do a little bit more research. But yeah, I can tell you just right off the dome.
South Oak Cliff's got a really good basketball team too, don't they?
I think so.
Yeah, no, I think they've got a really good basketball team as well.
Has Arlington Heights really held all their opponents to 0 points?
It's a great question.
Are they playing anybody?
Yeah, did like it?
I mean, I wouldn't think that person would lie to us, would they? I don't think so.
You're a high school football.
You always see those like memes about like someone dying and then like being resurrected in someone else. Is this actually like the 85 Bears? Like, what's going on here?
I mean, that's a hell of a take if they really have it. Yellow Jackets, have they? My man, no, they held their first four opponents scoreless.
That's still good.
Okay, so here's the thing. And let me tell you something. They're not buying it, the state, Dave Campbell. Dave Campbell's not buying it because they're still not ranked. They beat Everman 60-0.
Okay, well, we got to also click on what has Everman done.
Look at the district.
Look, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Everman's not good. Everman got blanked 60-0. Then they blanked Dallas Pinkston. You know, let us know if you're from either one of these schools,
Pinkston, I want to say they're a 4A school in Dallas.
So you're punching down, as the kids say. You beat Dallas Pinkston 59-0.
Okay. The next are going to be 105 to zero.
You beat White Settlement by 100, 102 to 3. I'm kidding. You beat Fort Worth.
That would be 99.
Fort Worth Northside 70-0.
That's my mom's high school. Let's go.
Let's see. Now, that was a district game. The Fort Worth Northside Steers, they are 1-3.
So they've won a game.
Well, they have won one game, but let's not pretend like they're some powerhouse. But yeah, you got beat by 70. Then you beat Fort Worth South Hills 56-0. Fort Worth South Hills is 1-4.
Okay, so all these teams have won a game.
Okay, but yeah, let's not pretend like they're any good. Don't disrespect your kid goes.
Some mom right now is the running back of that kid is in the car right now.
You've beaten them by 126-0 in 2 weeks, and your combined record is 2-7.
Okay,
so pretend you're any good.
What was the worst beating that they had?
Northside. They beat them by 70, 70-0.
Hold on. I want to see what their other games are.
And then you beat South Hills 56-0, and then you beat Chisholm Trail 32-14.
You beat a highway?
And Chisholm Trail is 2-3.
Okay, so that's their best win, obviously.
So the team that had two wins, like I said, you struggled with, but they scored twice on you. That was the first two touchdowns they've scored. Real quick, let's look at Everman, just for bleeps and grins.
Has Everman scored a point this year?
I'm dying to know what they've done this year.
This is starting to roasting small school.
Roasting high school kids. Everman's 1-4.
What's the most points they've scored in a game?
Let's see. Dude, they didn't score a touchdown until week 3. Okay.
Damn.
So they got beat by Arlington Heights 60-0. They got beat by Stephenville, which is no shame in that. Stephenville's a perennial state contender as well. They got beat by them 45-0.
Okay.
So they got outscored 105-0 the first 2 weeks of the season.
How do you hold those kids' spirits high?
Well, you play Grapevine. That's what you do because you beat them 12-7.
I played Grapevine. They were not good.
Yeah, well, they're still not good. If you're from Grapevine, let us know what the hell's going on over
there. I'm sure there's somebody listening right now from Grapevine.
Well, I'm sorry for you. Then they got their ass kicked by the Colony 28-55. And then you went and played Mansfield Timberview and lost to them by 2 scores. Now, you did put up a fight against Mansfield Timberview. You lost 42-27.
Okay.
So the Everman Bulldogs, 1-4 on the year, 1-2 in the district. All right. Dallas Pinkston. Let's look and see what they're doing real quick.
For all my Pinkston listeners.
For all our Pinkston folks out there. Because we know how much you guys love the, you know, Dallas Pinkston. I had to be careful what I said there. Let's see. What is wrong with this computer? Okay. This is what I get for trying to use this computer. Here we go. Pinkston. Pinkston. What do we think Pinkston's mascot is?
Oh, I'm thinking like a bear cat.
Okay, you say bear cat. I'll give you a hint. It's not a bulldog.
I'm going to guess Pinkertons.
Mm. Like Pink Panther. Pink Panther.
Wrong. It's the Vikings. Okay. Now, the Pinkston Vikings are 4A D1.
Okay.
Okay. They're 0-4 on the young season. Okay. All right. Now, their first game got canceled against Carrollton Ranch View.
They were happy about that.
I'm guessing it was weather, maybe not enough players.
No,
it almost
certainly was weather, because remember, for two straight weeks to open the season, both of my games at North Crowley that I called, they both had a rain delay.
Okay. Well, apparently they thought so poorly of Pinkston and Ranch View, they just went ahead and canceled. They said, the hell the delay. You guys just don't even need to play. All right. So they didn't score against Arlington Heights. Now, I will say, these guys are, well, they're kind of scrappy. They lost to Austin McCallum 34-28.
Okay.
Then they got boat raced by Dallas Kimball 59-16.
It's not good.
And then they came back and put up a fight, albeit a meager one, against Lincoln 34-13. So they are 0-4 on the young season, but I'll tell you what. We're jumping on the Pinkston Viking bandwagon. This week we're playing Wilmer Hutchins.
Another Dallas school.
I'm telling you right now, I think we can beat Wilmer Hutchins. I really do. The Eagles are 2-3 on the year.
Someone said, I feel bad for the Arlington Heights guy that texted in. Just getting his team teared down for two straight segments.
We're not tearing him down. I mean, could be playing Pinkston, which you did, and you put up a 59 burger on him. So, look, let's put it this way. You know what? Say this about Arlington Heights. They're beating the teams they're supposed to.
Hey, they can't control the schedule or can they? But
you're just playing the teams in front of you. They're playing Fort Worth Polytechnic. If you don't,
we beat Polytech probably like 75-0 every year I was there.
I mean, I just the name, I can't take them seriously. Look, you have to beat them by a hundo.
No,
they're 0-5.
No, Polytech, when we saw them on the roster on the schedule every year.
You knew you were, like, that was a dub.
That was the game where the coach, like all the backups, he's like the quarterback.
Are you guys ready for this?
Are we going through Polytech?
I'm just telling you right now, if you're Arlington Heights, if Polytechnic better not score.
They better not score. No,
First of all, you know what the first problem is? You know what their mascot is?
I forgot what it was. Was it a bumblebee or something?
It's close. It's like a parrot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was.
It's a parrot. Okay. They've scored 13 points the whole season.
They are bad.
Okay. Polytechnic has scored 13 points all year long. All right. They lost their first game at Mineral Wells 54-0.
Yeah.
Then they went to Carrollton Creek View and said, all right, let's rally the troops. Well, not so fast, as Carrollton Creek View put up a 49 spot. Okay, we'll go on the road, you know, get our minds right, regroup at Saginaw to the tune of 62-0. All right. Hey, look, it's not about how you start, it's where you finish. We're coming back home. Let's get the people rallied. All right, it's district play. Fort Worth Wyatt said, not so fast, my friend, 59-0.
Polytech.
Okay? So we haven't, so the pirate or the parents haven't scored squat through the first 4 weeks. And then they went down to the wire against Trimble Tech. And lost 20-13. I'm going to go out on a limb here. I don't think Polytechnic wins a game this year.
I think that's a safe bet.
I hope I'm wrong.
What is that, at minus 1,000?
I mean, look. Well, okay, real quick. What do we?
Someone said Polytech for life.
Look, I'm sure. I'll tell you what. I bet you their GPAs are through the roof. I bet you.
They obviously aren't practicing.
I bet you pound for pound, these guys are all going to college afterwards.
Well, everyone else is worried about pigskins.
They're going pro in something other than football. I think we can all guarantee you that. So we'll keep an eye on it. But yeah,
someone said y'all forgot to mention Byron Nelson upsetting Trinity last week.
Do we think that's an upset?
You got to tell me.
I don't know that that's really that big of an upset, is it?
I mean, I can't speak for Byron Nelson, but you know, Trinity is.
Trinity's good, but Trinity got boat raced by
also Southlake Carroll.
Southlake the week before.
Yeah, so I was about to say. So
and although I want to say
I think it's big just in like name, you know. I mean, I don't know about Byron Nelson.
But Byron Nelson's good this year. They went toe for toe, pound for pound with Louisville earlier in the year. So yeah, let's see real quick. Byron Nelson. Yeah. So shout out to the Yellow Jackets.
Katie, we got a text from 832. Katie, Tigers 2007 state and national champs.
Okay. Shout out to the H-Town over there. That's exactly who that is. All right. So Byron Nelson.
I haven't come close to winning a game this
year. No. Look, they lost to, they beat Wolforth Friendship 30-7.
Then wait, stop right there. What was their name?
Wolforth Friendship. No D.
Can you win a football game if your name is Friendship?
No, you can't. Then you lost to Louisville 38-21. Then you lost to South Lake Carroll 52-3. And then you turn around and beat U.S. Trinity 38-13. But yeah. All right. So, I mean, you know, you bounce back.
52-3 is so
what's the closest
tough.
South Lake Carroll game this year?
There haven't been many. Let's see.
Has anybody been within two scores of them all year?
No. No,
three?
They have boat raced everybody, and it's not even close. All right, here's their results so far this year.
South Lake Carroll.
South Lake Carroll, who is the number one ranked team in the entire state of Texas right now. They beat Midland 49-0. They beat Hebron 35-7. That's actually been their closest game all year.
Let's go, Hebron!
We already, the aforementioned Byron Nelson, they beat them 52-3. Euless Trinity, they beat them 44-6. And then they just curb stomp Timber Creek. Out of Keller, 55-13. So
Hebron kept it the closest.
They did. They did.
This is the only one didn't allow a 40 ball.
Let's see here. You're talking. I mean, and Euless Trinity. I mean, I could see that a little bit. I mean, because they've got some hogs on that offensive line. So they've got five games left. Keller, Eaton, Justin Northwest, LD Bell, and Keller Central. I mean, if they lose any of those games, it would be an absolute upset.
I got one last question.
One last question.
What would be the score? South Lake Carroll versus Polytech.
I wouldn't even want them to play. I wouldn't even. I would. Let's not hurt the kids. Because Polytechnic's like a 4A school, aren't they? Not playing. No. No. We're not doing that.
What would the score be?
I mean, they'd score 80 by halftime. They're not. You're not stopping them. I mean, I wouldn't even want to see that.
Would there be any drives that are more than, like, two plays for South Lake?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, they're not going to move the ball on it, right?
We had all our backups play that game.
I don't know. I'll put it to you like this. I don't think they get the ball past the 25-yard line. Polytechnic.
And you get the ball in the 20.
And you get the ball in the 20. You're not getting past the 25. Final hour of the program. We'll do a show rewind. We'll do Fred Lines. And then we'll tell you what we learned, outro, all that good stuff. Don't go anywhere. It is Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.